Blackstone Audio presents The Baseball Codes, Beanballs, Sign-Stealing, and Bench-Clearing Brawls, The Unwritten Rules of America's Pastime, by Jason Turnbow with Michael Duca. Introduction. With apologies to Joe Carter, the most memorable moment of the 1993 baseball season didn't even happen while a ball was in play. It began the moment that Robin Ventura charged Nolan Ryan on the Arlington infield, causing many of the 32,312 jaws in attendance to drop at the spectacle. Ryan was as close to a personification of the term battle-hardened as baseball had ever seen. At 46, a big leaguer longer than his would-be assailant had been alive. If pitting a strapping 23-year-old against a graying veteran more than two decades his senior seems like a mismatch, it was. In reverse. Ryan quickly put Ventura into a headlock and rained blows upon his forehead, providing the season's most enduring visual and a source of endless jokes about his own toughness and Ventura's lack thereof. In 2001, ESPN rated it the number one televised baseball fight ever. "The way people carry on," said Ventura, "you'd think Ryan was a combination of Clint Eastwood, Bruce Lee, and rodeo star Larry Mahan." The most interesting thing about the fight, however, isn't the fight at all. It's what led up to it. The genesis of the moment occurred years before the fateful pitch left Ryan's fingertips, long before Ventura's head ended up in the crook of the pitcher's left arm. It was less an ill-placed fastball that drove Ventura to the mound than an ongoing dispute over baseball's code of conduct, informally known as the